हरे कृष्ण माता जी, आई स्टार्टेड रिकॉर्डिंग।
ओके माता जी, थैंक यू माता जी। वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस गोकुलेश्वर प्रभुजी टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 38 चैप्टर 41 वर्स। बिफोर हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू प्रभुजी, आई वुड लाइक टू रीड स्मॉल इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट प्रभुजी। His Grace Gokuleshwar Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodara Goswami Maharaj and very senior devotee connected to Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari Temple, Juhu. Prabhuji regularly preaching to youth, especially in engineering and corporating in India, Australia, Singapore, Fiji and the Middle East. For the past decade, Prabhuji has been doing an in-depth study of Srimad Bhagavatam and the various commentaries on it. He has successfully applied scientific and management principles to effectively reach out to audiences both in corporate and universities. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanwad Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time association as in this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for inviting me and arranging everything. So we'll have a small Radha Madhav, then class, then question answers. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Babaji. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, मुनातीर वनचारी यमुना, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार,
जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, the creation of the fourth order, verse chapter 30, the activities of the Prachetas, verse number 41. Manu Swayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha Ye Anye Tapo Jnana Vishuddha Sattva अदृष्ट पारा अपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्ति अथो त्वात्मा समं ग्रीनिमा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। डियर लॉर्ड, इवन ग्रेट योगीज एंड मिस्टिक्स हु आर वेरी मच एडवांस्ड बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड नॉलेज and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, the father of mankind, great saintly persons, and also great sages who have elevated themselves to the transcendental platform through austerities and penance, as well as devotional service, are imperfect in knowledge compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the case with anyone within this material world. No one can be equal to the Supreme Lord in anything, certainly not in knowledge. Consequently, anyone's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Even the Lord himself in his incarnation as Anant or Shesh cannot describe his own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he could not find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position, and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, down to ourselves, everyone is a servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Mahi Partha Vyapashritya Ye Apisyo Papyo Naya Striyo Vaishyas Tatha Shudras Te Api Yanti Param Gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though may be of lower birth, woman, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. If one seriously the Lord, and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami. Ye anye chapapa yad apashraya shraya shudhyanti tasmai prabha vishne nama bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified. However low born he may be, he becomes eligible to return back home, back to Godhead. Om Agyantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 वर्स नंबर 41 ट्रांसलेशन. डियर लॉर्ड, इवन ग्रेट योगीज एंड मिस्टिक्स हु आर वेरी मच एडवांस बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड नॉलेज एंड हु हैव कंप्लीटली सिचुएटेड देमसेल्व्स इन प्योर एग्जिस्टेंस, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their praise according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our praise according to our own capability. Hare Krishna. So, I'm happy to be serving all of you by speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are reading this chapter wherein the Prachetas, the sons of King Barishat, Prachin Barishat, they have come to the forest to perform austerities. And there, out of causeless mercy, Lord Shiva, he appears to them from a lake. And he initiates them by giving them mantra, beautiful prayers to worship Lord Vishnu. That's called Shiva Gan, the song of Lord Shiva. So the Prachetas are so fortunate that they receive the mantra from Lord Shiva, such a great spiritual master. And these Prachetas, they continue to perform their austerities and chanting the song of Lord Shiva. And Vishnu gets pleased. And Lord Vishnu appears to them. Vishnu is very happy to see them cooperating among themselves mutually and performing devotional service. And Vishnu benedicts them with a wife and all blessings. And the Prachetas, who are overwhelmed in ecstasy, who are joyful to get to see Vishnu, to get to take darshan of beautiful form of Vishnu, that they offer prayers. But in their mind, there is a dilemma. The dilemma is that we want to offer prayers to Vishnu. We want to glorify Vishnu. But we don't know everything about Vishnu. So if I don't know everything about Vishnu, I don't have proper knowledge about Vishnu, I have incomplete knowledge, my prayers will be incomplete and imperfect. And that will not be good. But we want to offer prayers. We can't avoid offering prayers. So the dilemma is, at one point, we want to offer prayers because that's devotional service, vandanam. One of the 9 processes of bhakti is vandanam, offering prayers. So we want. And the second side is, we don't know enough about Vishnu. Our knowledge is incomplete. We are imperfect. Our composition is imperfect. So we may do an offense by offering prayers. We may not be doing it nicely. But still, they have offered prayers. So they have sorted out the dilemma. And how they have sorted out, they have explained in this verse. That even Brahma, Shiva, Manu don't know Vishnu completely, but still within their capacity, they have offered prayers. So we are much lower. Our capacity and capability is much lower. Still we are offering prayers. So the greatness of Lord Krishna, the greatness of Lord Krishna is that even those who are not great can approach him. See? Generally, a very rich businessman. Who can approach him? Another rich businessman. Poor person cannot approach him. A very big politician, leader, national leader. Who can approach him? Other leaders. Poor, less people, less those who are not leaders, they can't approach him. A very intellectual person, who can meet him? Other intellectuals. Not those who are illiterate. Like some big scientist who won Nobel Prize. If some other Nobel Prize person calls him that I want to meet him, he will say, yes, come, we will meet and talk. But if a person on the street calls him, he will say, no, I don't have time. But Krishna is very great, extremely great. We can't fathom his greatness. He's unlimited, he's infinite. And those who are not great, even they can approach Krishna. Oh, this is so great mercy. Even asuras can approach Krishna. Putana approached Krishna and got liberation. Even sinful personalities, all kind of people can approach Krishna. Anybody can say, this is the qualification required to approach Krishna. We will have an example in the scripture of a person who does not have this qualification and he has approached Krishna. Somebody will say, only men can approach Krishna. And we have an example of gopis. Somebody will say, only celibates, brahmacharis can approach Krishna. And we have an example of Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj. Somebody will say, only knowledgeable people can approach Krishna. And we have the gopis. They didn't go and study Vedas in the Gurukul or wives of the Brahmanas. Somebody says only strong people can approach Krishna. We have example of weak personalities like the coward boys. They could approach Krishna. Somebody will say only literate people who have educated can approach Krishna. We have Mrigari who was a hunter, uneducated, he approached Krishna. Somebody will say rich people can approach Krishna. We have Sudama who was poor and he became devotee of Krishna. So any material qualification somebody says required to approach Krishna, we have an example in the scripture where the person does not have that qualification and he has become a devotee of Krishna. So Krishna can be approached by anyone and perform devotional service. And here specifically, Vandanam, offering prayers, is mentioned. So Prachetas are saying there are sages. There are sages who perform lots of austerities. There are yogis, mystics, who perform lots of austerities. They don't know you completely. There's Manu Maharaj. He doesn't know you completely. There's Brahma, Shiva. They don't know you completely. And that's true. In fact, nobody can know Krishna completely. After reading all the scriptures and hearing all the lectures, you should understand one thing. One thing we should understand, that we cannot understand Krishna. That we cannot understand. He doesn't fit in our logic. His mercy is causeless. He gave liberation to Putana. She is today in Golok Vrindavan. What did she do? She offered milk with poison, deadly poison. And she is liberated. And we offer milk with nice sugar and kesar and badam and pista and we are sitting here. Where is the logic? So then should I offer tonight milk with poison, then will he liberate me? I follow the footsteps of Putana. So today poisoned milk and I will get liberated? The answer is no. Okay, so sweetened milk. I am still here. It's a gradual process. So he doesn't fit in our logic. So nobody can understand Krishna. Whoever uses his mind and senses and intelligence to understand Krishna, he fails. We have a classic example of Brahma. Brahma Vimohan Leela. After Agasur got killed, the demigods in the heavenly planets, they celebrated it by nice music and song and feast and dance. And so much sound that Brahma heard it and he inquired. And they told Lord Vishnu has killed Agasur. Brahma was surprised. He said, Lord Vishnu, where is he? He said, he's in Vrindavan. Brahma said, no, no, I know his schedule. What will he do in Vrindavan? But then who can kill Agasur? Not a single demigod can kill Agasur. So Lord Brahma came to check and he saw Krishna, cowherd boy, Gopal, sitting among a circle of his sakhas, friends, and eating dappa, food. And what does he see? Krishna opens his tiffin and removes the prasad and puts it on a leaf. And some prasad he puts it on a tree bark and some on the stone. And all the friends also do the same thing. And then one friend takes laddu from his tiffin, the box, and eats himself half. Very nice. Says, Krishna, my mother gave so nice laddu. You also eat. And he puts that laddu in Krishna's mouth. Half jutha laddu in Krishna's mouth. And Krishna eats that jutha laddu and says, yes, very nice. Another friend picks up a samosa, eats half and says, Krishna, my mother gave so nice samosa. You also eat. And he puts half jutha in Krishna's mouth. And Krishna eats. And Krishna is eating curd rice with some fruit in his hand. And he's eating like this. And all the liquid is falling from the gaps of his fingers on his dhoti. And Brahma sees this scene. He said, this boy cannot be Vishnu. First of all, what Vishnu has to do to come in this village? Second, what Vishnu has to do, sit in the forest and eat with these boys? Vishnu eats in a proper dining place with plate and bowls, not on leaf and stone. And he's eating jutha of this gouty village boys. Vishnu will never touch impure food. Impossible. He's beyond satogun, shuddha sattva. He will not eat others jutha. And look the way he is eating, all the liquid is falling on his dhoti. Vishnu does not have bad manners, bad eating manners, bad dining manners. This boy cannot be God. This boy cannot be Vishnu. And to test further, he stole all the calves and then all the boys. And Krishna with his yoga maya expanded into so many calves and boys for 1 year. All different individuals. Individual features. And after 1 year, Brahma came. He saw one whom I am stolen, they are still there. And this is the second set. Same. Brahma got bewildered. And all the expansions of Krishna in the form of calves and boys, they took Vishnu form, four-handed Vishnu form. And then they all again merged into Krishna's body. And again, Krishna was eating their rice. Brahma got bewildered and he came and paid obeisances and cried and begged forgiveness that I couldn't understand you. So Brahma, the first born person, the first living entity in this creation who created the whole world, Brahma got bewildered. Brahma does not understand Krishna. Lord Shiva, he doesn't understand Krishna. When Krishna came as Mohini Avatar, Lord Shiva got bewildered and attracted. He couldn't understand. This is Krishna's Maya. Lord Shiva, he came to Gokul to see Krishna's beautiful childhood form. And he went to Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda's house. And he told Yashoda Maya, Maya, can I see your Lala? And Maya saw Lord Shiva. Whole body covered with ash of crematorium ground and wearing little tiger skin to cover his below waist part and big jata, big hair, wearing rudraksh and wearing snake in his neck and wearing a garland of skulls and having a trident in his hand. Maya said, no, no, Tantrik Baba, no, no, you cannot see my Lala. If he sees you in this uniform, he will get afraid. And what can Lord Shiva do? He went away. He cannot take darshan of Krishna. Not qualified. Because Yashoda Maya restricts. Then Krishna cries so much. Yashoda Maiya and her sakhis try to keep Krishna quiet by giving makhan, butter, by giving sweets, by giving toys, by taking him in the lap, by taking him to the goshala. But he keeps crying. Then Yashoda Maiya tells Sakhi, go see that Tantrik Baba must be in the village. Maybe because of him, Krishna is crying. He did something. You call him here. I denied darshan. So the Sakhi goes and calls Lord Shiva. Yashoda Maiya brings Lala out. And as soon as Krishna sees Lord Shiva, he smiles, he laughs. And Lord Shiva takes the small lotus feet and touches on his head. Yashoda Maiya is very happy. She says, Baba, can I request you to just stay in this village? Whenever my son cries, I will call you. It will be easy for me. Lord Shiva got happy. He said, yes, I will stay. But I have one request. Whatever you feed your son, after that, whatever remains, his Mahaprasad you give me. Krishna said, yeah, one plate Mahaprasad I'll give you, no problem. And daily she supplied one plate Prasad to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva got to stay in Vrindavan. So Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, even they don't understand Krishna. You know, once in Dwarka, there was a big problem. Krishna was in his room. And the door was closed. And the doorkeeper was standing outside the door. And there was a big crowd. And the doorkeeper was having tough time to do crowd management. There was Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Varun. So the doorkeeper told, hey Brahma, please, I request you. Krishna is busy today. He can't see you. Don't come every day. Come later. Oh Lord Shiva, please, I respectfully request you. Krishna is busy, he can't see you. Come next week. Oh Indra, I told you not to offer prayers so loudly. You are creating a commotion. Please go away. Oh Varuna, I told you not to offer obeisances here on the path near the door. Go on the side and offer obeisances. You are disturbing. Krishna is busy, he can't meet you all. Demigods, please go away. And these demigods are waiting for one darshan of Dwarkadish. And the doorkeeper is having tough time. But what is happening inside? What Krishna is doing so busy? He is playing chess with Rukmini Devi. And he is busy playing chess. And why is not stopping the game to give darshan to demigods? Because he was winning the game first time. And when you are winning from your wife, how can you leave that opportunity? So nobody can understand Krishna fully. Nobody has full knowledge. Lord Brahma, he says, maybe one day comes that the scientists will be able to count all the atoms in the universe or count all the dust particles or count all the drops of water in the oceans or count all the snowflakes. But they will never be able to count the glories of Krishna. Anansha Sheshnag, with his thousands of mouths, from millions and millions of years, is counting and describing the glories of Krishna, but he has not started it. So anybody you meet who says that I understand Krishna, you should know he has not started it. Because nobody can understand Krishna by his material mind and senses and intelligence. Only Krishna can reveal himself about himself to us by his causeless mercy, that too little bit. Even Krishna does not know about himself 100%. Even Krishna doesn't have full knowledge about himself. So how can we tiny living entities have? He is infinite and we are finite. How can finite understand infinite? How can finite with finite senses and finite mind and finite intelligence can accommodate the knowledge of infinite? So Krishna's glories are unlimited. Nobody can understand him completely. Everybody will be incomplete in their understanding. Still this Brahma, Shiva, they offer prayers. Prahlad Maharaj, in Bhagavatam, so many devotees offer prayers. Bhagavatam is full of prayers. Prahlad Maharaj offers prayers, Dhruva Maharaj offers prayers, Narad Muni offers prayers, Brahma offers prayers, and Mata Kunti Maharani offers prayers, and Shiva offers prayers, and Bhishma Pitama offers prayers, and Vasudev Devaki offers prayers, and these Prachetas are offering prayers. Still, devotees are offering prayers. So even though they have incomplete understanding, but whatever capacity of understanding they have, whatever they know, based on that they glorify Krishna. And glorifying Krishna is devotional service. Offering prayers to Krishna is devotional service. Vandanam. But instead of composing our own prayers, we already have prayers in Bhagavatam, we should recite them. So they are bona fide. We should not mentally speculate our own prayers. And offering prayer is very, very great. When we offer prayer to Krishna, we depend on Krishna. He fulfills our desire more than we can imagine. He gives us more than we can imagine. Like Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni is a brahmachari, staying in Himalayas, having no house, no bank balance, nothing. Very skinny, no eating, nothing. Big beard. And he prays to Krishna. He offers devotional service to Krishna. And Vishnu comes and becomes pleased. He comes on Garuda. And when Vishnu sees Kardama Muni, so skinny body, doing so much tapasya, tears come out of Vishnu's eyes and they form what is called Bindu Sarovar. So Vishnu is pleased. So Kardama Muni offers prayers. And in his prayers he said, "My dear Lord, I want a wife who is of equal disposition to me." And Vishnu said, "Yes, I already know your desire. Day after tomorrow, Manu Maharaj, Swayambhu Manu, the origin of Manushya, human beings, he is the king of the whole earth planet, emperor of the whole earth planet. He will come with his daughter Devuti and he will do Kanyadan. He will give his daughter in charity, you accept her. She is a good wife of you." Kardama Muni and Devuti. And that happens day after tomorrow on a golden chariot. Manu Maharaj comes and does Kanyadan. Devuti is not an ordinary girl. When Devuti, just 12 years, 13 years old, she was playing on the terrace of her house. So beautiful girl, playing with a ball. And in the sky, there is an airplane going. Gandharva is passing by. The Gandharvas are one who in the assembly of Indra see the dance of Apsaras and play music. So Gandharvas see the beautiful Apsaras every day, the dancing of the Apsaras. So that Gandharva saw Devuti, so beautiful girl, so beautiful. He fell unconscious on the floor of his plane. So one who sees Apsaras dancing daily, if he falls unconscious seeing Devuti, how beautiful she must be. And that beautiful girl, the princess, the daughter of emperor, became wife of Kardama Muni, who is a simple, poor brahmachari, staying in Himalayas, having nothing, not even a house. Any father will give a daughter to a suitable bridegroom who has some money, who has some house, who has some good character. But here, by Vishnu's mercy, he got Devuti. If Kardama Muni had uploaded his biodata on a matrimonial site, would he have got Devuti? No. Or if he went house to house that I want to marry, would he got Devuti? No. But he prayed to Vishnu and he got Devuti. So when we pray to Krishna, our desires are fulfilled beyond our imagination. Sorry. There was once a boy, he was very naughty. So the boy's mother told, "Look, tomorrow we are going to my sister's house, your Mosi. There you don't do mischief. Don't spoil my name." So next day, the mother took the boy to her sister's house and they spent 2-3 hours there talking. Mother's sister, she saw the boy sitting quietly. She thought, first time he has come, I should offer something to eat. So she brought a box of chocolates and told the boy, "Please take some chocolates." Now this boy used to love chocolates. Very naughty boy. But he told The mossy, the mother's sister, no, I don't want chocolates. The sister said, take chocolates. He said, no, I don't want. He said, you must be hungry, eat some chocolates. He said, no, I don't want. He said, take one. He said, no, I don't want. 10 times she told, said, no, no, no. So while they were going back, the talk was over. The mossy thought, this is not good. He came first time and didn't eat anything. So she took chocolates from the box with her hand and put it in the boy's pocket. She said, go eat on the way. So on the way, the boy was very happy. He was smiling. He was putting out one chocolate, unwrapping and eating. So mother said, look, you like chocolate so much. And my sister gave you chocolate. 10 times she told, eat, eat, eat. You said, no, no, no. Why? Why didn't you take? The boy said, look, mother, my hand is small. My hand is small. If I take with my hand, very little will come. But because I didn't take with my hand, so your sister gave me with her hand, and her hand is big, so look, so many came. Clever boy. So same way, this whole world is a box of chocolates. And whom does it belong to? It belongs to Krishna. And if I use my hand to pull something out of this world for me in my pocket, very little will come because my hand is small. But if I fold my hands and pray to Krishna, and Krishna uses his hand to pull something out of this world and puts in my pocket, more will come because Krishna's hand is bigger and it belongs to Krishna. Krishna can put 1,000 times his hands and put it in my pocket. So instead of working hard with my hands for material desires, I should just fold my hands or offer prayers to Krishna. He will maintain me. He will take care of my needs. He will take care of my desires. More than that, he will purify me and give me bhakti. So dependence on Krishna is more important than dependence on self or dependence on our degree or our job or our relatives or our skills or our talent or our hard work or our intelligence. That will just make us donkeys. So we should depend on Krishna. This whole purpose of Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON society, is so that we all together increase our dependence on Krishna. We offer our prayers to Krishna and he will fulfill it beyond our imagination. And the best prayer to Krishna is to, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service, because we are constitutionally Krishna Das, Jivera Swarupohe, Krishna Nitya Das, eternal servants of Krishna. We have a loving service, loving relationship with Krishna, a relationship of service and love, but we have forgotten that relationship and we are rotting in the cycle of birth and death in various species, sometimes fish, sometimes bird, sometimes tree, sometimes insect, sometimes animal, sometimes human, sometimes male, sometimes female, sometimes demigod. Sometimes higher planetary system, sometimes lower planetary system, earth planet, Narak Loka, heavenly planet, hellish planet. We are just suffering because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. Only in this all species of life, human form is an opportunity where we can revive our relationship with Krishna. And that happens when we pray to Krishna. And in Kali Yuga, the best prayer is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prachetas are saying that even the great yogis, even the great mystics, even Brahma, Shiva, Manu, they don't know you fully. But still they offer prayers within their capacity. So we are insignificant. We also don't know you fully. We know less than Brahma, less than Shiva. But following in their footsteps, even though we are lower personalities, still we are taking this opportunity to offer prayers to you within our capability for our purification. So we should not compare ourselves to some senior or advanced devotees and think, oh, hopeless situation. No, each one of us, however insignificant, we have an opportunity to go to Krishna. As I said, Krishna is so great that even those who are not great can approach to him. So even though we don't see any qualification in ourselves, but there is one good qualification in Krishna, and that is he is very merciful. And even lower candidates can approach him. Hanuman is a monkey, but is a great soul. Even monkeys can approach him. So anybody and everybody can approach him. Less intelligent people can approach him. Lower birth can approach them. Shudras can approach. Vaishyas can approach. Brahmana, Kshatriyas, women, men, children, elderly, seniors, citizens, animals. Anybody can approach Krishna. It doesn't matter. Krishna is there in our heart. So close to us. Krishna is in the heart of all. Not just rich people or intelligent people or brahmanas. He is in the heart of everybody. So prachetas are giving us an opportunity that whatever you are, you can approach Krishna. He is approachable. Every day Krishna gives us an opportunity. Today when the sun is rising, Krishna gives us an opportunity. That yesterday you may or may not have done bhakti. You may or may not did your rounds. You may or may not do mangalarti. We don't know. Today is a new day. The sun has come. Whatever happened yesterday, today you have another chance. Today you do mangalarti. Today you do 16 rounds. Today you read Bhagavatam. Every day Krishna gives us an opportunity to grow in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada came to America and he met the hippies. They were not qualified brahmanas to serve Krishna. But by the mercy of a pure devotee and chanting of holy name, they today are sannyasis and gurus and pure devotees, respectable personalities in Vaishnava society. Mrigari was a hunter, violent hunter, and he became a non-violent sadhu. So we have so many examples like that. So anybody can approach Krishna. Everybody can approach Krishna. So when we go out for Harinam or book distribution or preaching, we should not think, oh, this person is qualified to receive a book. This person is not qualified. Or this person is qualified to receive prasad. This person is not qualified. This person, no, we should give it to everybody. Everybody is allowed to come to temple. Everybody is allowed to come and take darshan, have prasadam, honor prasadam, chant the holy name and dance and pay obeisances and sit in a class. Everybody should be allowed. When we do Rathyatra, everybody should be allowed. Krishna did Govardhan Puja 5,000 years before. Even dogs were allowed to have prasadam. Even chandalas were allowed. So we should not say no to somebody in Krishna consciousness, that you are not allowed. Okay, somebody comes, I want to do aarti in altar. Okay, you require some training and qualification. First day you can't do, you take second initiation, first initiation, second initiation. We are not saying no, we are saying get trained. So whatever situation may be, a person can practice Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. So there is hope. Seeing myself, no hope. Because I am third class. But seeing Krishna's mercy, I have hope that he gives blessings even to third class. Patita Pavan. I am Patita, but he is Patita Pavan. So we have hope. So this humility of Prachetas is a good example for us that without being humble, we can't approach Krishna. Rup Sanatan Goswami, they were ministers and rich people. The ministers of Nawab Hussain Shah, finance and home minister and prime minister, Rup Sanatan and Anupam. But when they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they put straw in their teeth and they paid obeisances and cloth in their neck. And they said, we are patita. They didn't say, we are ministers. Minister is coming to meet you. Said, we are low-born patitas. We are malechas. And you are patita pavan. If you want to keep your name Patit Pavan stable, then you have to deliver us. Otherwise, your name Patit Pavan will get cancelled because we are Patitas. So very humbly they approach, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, your humility breaks my heart. And that is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got attracted to them. So by being proud or arrogant or giving ourselves great value, we can't approach Krishna. Only by humility, servant of servant of servant of servant of Krishna, we can approach Krishna. So we should maintain that attitude, and that way we can grow in bhakti. Every single person, every single entity is eligible to get an opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, to honor Prasadam, to serve Krishna, and go back home, back to Godhead, this life itself. So Prabhupada has created such a nice movement. Everybody is allowed. So we should practice nice bhakti and allow others to practice bhakti. And in that way, our life is successful. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupad ki jai. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, you may please ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji, very nice class. And devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavatam.
Hare Krishna. Dandavatam.
Thank you so much Prabhuji, very very beautiful class Prabhuji, very nice. Like you explain the importance of the prayers, that our hands are so small. Krishna wants to give more and we just want to take it from our hand. And, you know, that way, you know, we minimize the thing. But Krishna is so merciful. He wants to give more. So thank you so much. I like that point very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Madhari. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I have a small question, Prabhuji. What is the finite knowledge means, Prabhuji?
Sorry, come back. What is?
Finite knowledge.
Minute.
Finite.
I didn't get that word.
Finite knowledge, Prabhuji.
Finite.
Yeah, finite.
Finite.
Yes.
Finite means limited, small amount.
Small. Okay.
Finite means limited. Finite knowledge means limited knowledge. Krishna is unlimited. So what we know is finite, small knowledge, little knowledge. That which can be counted is called finite. That which cannot be counted is infinite. Okay?
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And the story was very nice. And very nice. The whole class was very nice, Prabhu. As you are telling me, we cannot describe the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead and how we have to completely surrender to Krishna and just leave it to His hand. And the point I really like was you are telling every day is a fresh day. Krishna is giving us opportunity to, you know, improve ourselves, so we have to try our best to progress more and more into Krishna consciousness. Very, very nice, Prabhu. So beautiful. Hare Krishna. Thank you. The story was very nice.
Thank you, Madhari. Hare Krishna. Okay, if there are no questions, we will end here.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you. And we look forward to your association again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.